Tommy kept it antique, the old pub, and we had some great crack here. You know, so everyone knew each other, and we could say anything to any one of us. You know what I mean? And none of us got offended. You know, more or less all of us winding each other up. You know what I mean? So unbelievable. You know. Every time I came in, we always had some wind up to somebody. We'll probably be passing it tomorrow. And we'll say, damn it. I think it's gone down to a block of flats, or you know, and I'd probably pass it and say, damn it, that was my corner. I used to always sit there for my pint every morning, read the newspaper. I used to go home, then have my breakfast and whatever, then come back out again later on in the night time. That line there was a very bad line for years and years, and when they upgraded now, it's you've a train there in 10 minutes, you know what I mean, to go where to go north or east or west or whatever you want to call it.
24 years I've been here. We mix. So the women use it, where they are, out the front, they walk around, they come to the toilet. Then they can walk through the whole lot. And they all sit.
Have you sat to be late
then? Yeah, but the one, I have.
He's not sat.
When you're 80 odd, you're tired of the go. You've been long enough for it.
Yeah.
I'm going on 82, and I'm just so old. It's different if you're younger. This is where the place should be.
Where are you all going to go with that?
I'll have to open another pub down the road.
Would never be the same. Aki would never be the same again.
Never fucking shit.
You know, you're paying 3.30 a pint for Guinness about. I said we usually around cheap about 4. And we kept it that way all the years through, you know.
Everybody's so friendly. Everybody's so friendly. Black, white, no matter. Everybody's so friendly.
There ain't no more pubs in around here, is there?
Philip Stars were out there in the back garden. Everybody was there. As a friendly, friendly pub.
Never seen the police here.
That's what it's all about in Hackney. We look and respect people. Don't matter what black, white, whatever, we all, this pub combines together. This is what it's all about. Or we come in and enjoy
it. It's been ups and downs, but it's been good. He spent a year behind the bar there. And Rose about 18 years behind the bar. Did you see every other pub? Staff wanted, there's no advertised there at all. It was the same staff. It wasn't nice when we came into it, it was horrible. I took the 20 years to build it up. By the time it closes Monday evening, there won't be much left. I've lived around here all my life. Come in the 50s. It's a pity they're changing as a pub. If there had been another public and come in and take over, it would have been a lot better.
But this is old school, isn't it? This is old school, isn't it? Because it seems like you're going back to maybe the 70s or 60s. Imagine the Praetorians walking in, couldn't you? You know what I mean, though? You know what I mean? This is like a sort of social club in the sense of there's no pubs like this anymore. There's no pubs, especially around here. But I mean, this is like a social club. We've got every race in the world. Every race in the world here. And people just chilling out. And just like, it reminds me of, like, you know, Get Carter or something. You know what I mean? You know? It does that, doesn't it? You know, like the decor, the people. And It's sad. Look at this little boy. You all right, son? Because it's like a time warp.
For many years, I've come to this pub. On Paddy's Day, I ate their grub. Tommy Fecky was like my dad. Breda made me glad. Rosie, I called hun. You were all like my mum. Catherine took the piss. But now, I know her, I will really miss. D. Orient.